Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we are continuing in the first book of Tehillim with Mizmor Mem, Mizmor 40. Okay, get ready. This Mizmor is a much happier tone than we've been seeing in the past few. The Radak says that this song was composed because David was cured from his illness, and now he reflects back not only on the miracle that he had, but he's going to intertwine the great national miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the exodus of Egypt, into his own personal story. And lastly, the song ends with this appreciation of past miracles. He now asks for a current miracle. Rashi expands this song so that it's not only about David HaMelech, but it's also the story of the Jewish people. We're learning from the miracles in the past so that we will have miracles in the future. It's a great song. Too much to do in 15 minutes, but hopefully we will get a taste of it. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Lamenatzeach leDavid Mizmor, for the conductor, to David a song. This Mizmor begins with the words leDavid Mizmor instead of what we've usually seen as Mizmor leDavid. We have seen this before, but I want to go over again that the Gemara in Psachim 117a says that whenever the song begins with Mizmor leDavid, it means that David sang and then the Shechina rested upon him. When the Mizmor begins leDavid Mizmor, like this one, it means that the Shechina rested on David and that inspired the song, meaning he said this song in a prophetic state. Pasuk Beis, verse 2, Kavo kivisi Hashem, vayet elai vayishma shavasi. Kavo kivisi, I really hope to Hashem. And he turned to me and heard my cry. We saw in Tehillim 27 and in others that David directs us to hope and hope again. Kaveh el Hashem, v'kaveh el Hashem. Here David says, I did, I hoped and hoped. Notice the double language of kavo kivisi. And Hashem, you did answer me. The language of hope is connected to the word kav, meaning line. When we hope to Hashem, we feel directly connected to him as if by a straight line, like we're holding onto him with a rope. When we lose hope, we tend to look down and all we can see is the ground. When we have hope, we look up and we can see eternity. And so we can understand this pasuk not just as I hope to Hashem, but my hope is my line of connection to Hashem. And now he describes the salvation that he felt. Pasuk 3, Gimel. Vaya'aleni mibor sh'on mitit hayaven, vayakem al sela raglai konein ashurai. And he lifted me from the pit of darkness, from the slick mud. He set my feet on a rock and steadies my feet. David feels like he was saved from a pit full of waters that are compared to the various distresses he experienced. From the slick mud at the bottom of the pit, which is like quicksand, causing us to be trapped. However, although David felt there was no way to get out, Hashem, he says, you lifted me up. And when I got out, I felt like you put me on a steady and solid rock and strengthened me so that I wouldn't fall again. This image sounds familiar. No, being saved from the waters. Let's go on. Pasuk Dalid. Vayiten lebefi shir chadash tehilat lelokenu yiru rabim v'yirau v'yiftechu b'ashem. And he put in my mouth a new song, a praise to our God. And many saw, and they too were in awe of Hashem, and they trusted in Hashem. David is singing about the miracles that Hashem did for him, but it sounds very much like the miracles that Hashem did in the past in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. Rashi explains these psukim as connected to the miracles of leaving Egypt and then the splitting of the sea. After the Jewish people safely crossed the Yam Suf onto the dry land, they saw their Egyptian captors had drowned. Moshe then felt Hashem putting words of song into his mouth, and he led the nation in song, celebrating the miracle that they just experienced, the Shirat Hayam Az Yashir. Our mothers in Egypt, or leaving Egypt, sang as well. After the splitting of the sea, Miriam too led the women in song, and their song was very similar to Moshe's, except the women brought instruments. They had tambourines and drums with them that they had brought all the way back from Egypt. Now imagine this, the night of the Exodus, everyone is packing up quickly and they're told they can only take on one carry-on bag. What do you bring? Well, the women chose to pack musical instruments. And why is this? Rashi explains in Parshas Beshalach that they were so sure Hashem would save them with miracles that they came prepared to celebrate. But let's take this a step further. If they had tambourines and drums ready to grab, it means they must have already been using them back in Egypt. Perhaps they were already singing songs of hope and faith in their homes. It's not perhaps. They were already singing songs of hope and faith in their homes, strengthening themselves and their families, even in the darkest times. Why are we talking about Egypt? Because just like when we feel pain, we relate to the tragedies of the past, here when we experience miracles, we intertwine our miracles with the great miracles of the past. I feel so connected with my ancestors who were taken out of Egypt because Hashem continues his miracles with me. And I think we can go further, and I feel so connected with my ancestors in Egypt that I too, like them, will be playing music in my home while we wait for another miracle to happen. In response to our song, Pasuk 5, Ashrei hagever asher sam Hashem miftacho velo fana el rehavim v'satei chazav. Praiseworthy is the one who trusts in Hashem and does not turn to the proud, nor to those who go astray after lies. We don't turn to others for help. And think about the people in Egypt who trusted in the Egyptians. They stayed in Egypt and didn't cross the sea and didn't receive the Torah and didn't enter the land of Israel. This wasn't the only miracle throughout history. Look in Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6, Rabos Asisa Ata Hashem Elokai. You did many like this, Hashem, my God. Niflosecha umachshevosecha elenu. Your wonders and thoughts are for us. David sees miracles again and again in his life. But this isn't only about David. It's said with Ruach HaKodesh, with divine inspiration. Remember the David Mizmar? Perhaps it's to remind all of us that Hashem continues to bring miracles and wonders again and again, both to individuals and to us as a nation. Notice that this pasuk says wonders and thoughts. Hashem is constantly, quote unquote, thinking about us and does wondrous deeds for us, and we only know a tiny percentage of them, those that he chooses to reveal to us. So therefore, Ein aroch elecha agida va'adabera atzmu misaper. No one can compare. Were I to tell and proclaim them, they would be too great to tell over. You have so many miracles, and now that I see the great wonders that Hashem does for me, or for us, what can we do back to Hashem? Pasuk Zayin, Zevach umincha lo chafatzta, aznaim karisa li, ola v'chata'a lo sha'alta. Hashem, you did not desire a sacrifice or offering. You opened my ears to this. You did not ask for an ola or a sin offering. And these are various offerings that were brought on the Mizbeach, on the altar, that Hashem didn't ask for. But Hashem did ask for them. It's part of the Torah. So this takes us back to Har Sinai, when we received the Torah, and Hashem opened our ears to hear the commandments, the mitzvos, and to appreciate that what Hashem does want from us is to do his will. Furthermore, all these offerings that are listed are brought as various sin offerings. The Mitzvot Davin and Radak say that Hashem doesn't want us to have to bring these offerings. He doesn't want us to sin. At Har Sinai, Hashem opened all of our ears. However, Hashem gave the message, the mitzvos, to me, as if he opened up only my ears. Notice, aznayim karisa li. Hashem, you opened up my ears. Pasuk Ches, continuing on in the story of Har Sinai, of receiving the Torah. Ozamarti hine vasi b'megilas sefer kasuf alai. Then I said, behold, I have come to receive the scroll that's written about me, meaning my obligations. What does it mean, I've come to receive the scroll? Rashi and Mitzvot David explain that it's written about me in the Torah that I said, na'ase v'nishma, I will do and I will hear. I took it upon myself to accept the Torah and to keep the mitzvos. Notice that at Har Sinai, I felt that Hashem was giving the Torah to me, my name is in it. Notice again that language of Mibengilas Sefer Kasuv Alai, in the scroll of the book that's written about me. Hold on to this pasuk because we're coming back to it at the end. Pasuk 9, we're still at Har Sinai receiving the Torah. Lasos Ritzoncha Elokai Chafatzti V'sorescha B'soch Me'ai. I wanted to do your will, my God, and your Torah is in my innards. I want to integrate the Torah into my life. So let's now put together Psukim 7, 8, and 9, Zion through Tess. This is according to the Ibn Ezra. Hashem gave me the ears to hear the messages of the Torah so that I can integrate them into my life, my circumstances. And now we continue with Pasuk Yud Tess. Bisarti tzedek b'kahal rav, hine sfasai lo echla, Hashem atayadata. I announce your righteousness in a great gathering. I do not hold back my words. Hashem, you know this. Pasuk Yud Aleph, tzidkascha lo chisisi b'soch libi, emunascha usushuascha amarti, I have not kept your righteousness hidden inside, but I declared your trust and salvation. I did not conceal your love and your truth when many people gathered. Rashi says, David, or the singer, is recounting how we sang at the sea and in the desert when we received the well of water and in the time of Devorah, the prophetess. David, too, sang songs and shared it with his nation, and really shared them universally until today. The Malbim explains that this doesn't mean that we actually have to write a song and sing them in front of others. Rather, it means that I'm living my life dedicated to making a Kiddush Hashem with all that I do, to sanctify Hashem's name in all my actions and interactions. Pasuk Yud Beis. We have celebrated the miracles in the past and dedicated our life to integrate the Torah into all we do. Now, we're still in need of help, so we continue by asking Hashem to keep the miracles coming, so that they'll be od yoter tov, ve'od yoter tov, they'll just get better and better. Ata Hashem, Yud Beis 12, Ata Hashem, lo tichle rachamecha mimeni, chastacha v'amitcha tamid yitzruni. And you, Hashem, do not end your mercy from me. Your kindness and truth should always guard me. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ki afafu alai ra'os ad ein mispar. Hisiguni avonosai velo yacholti lir'os. Atzmu misaros roshi velibi azavani. For countless troubles surround me. My sins have overtaken me, and I cannot see them all. They are more numerous than the hairs on my head. My courage has left me. What just happened here? It sounds like we're back in the same situation as we were celebrating at the beginning that we're released from. We're stuck in the quicksand, in the bottom of the pit, and can't get out. Yes, while we have experienced salvations in the past, we are now yearning for salvations again. It's important to remember that this wasn't just David HaMelech speaking about himself. He was speaking with divine inspiration. While David was saved in his lifetime, this Mizmar carries a promise for the future as well. There will be times when the Jewish nation will need to be saved again. Pasuk Yudalid. Ritzei Hashem lehatzileni. Hashem leezrasi chusha. Hashem, please want to save me. Quickly help me. Pasuk Tezvav, Yevoshu v'yachparu yachad mevakshei nafshi lisposa, yisogu achor v'yikomu chafetze ra'asi. Those who want to end my life should be shamed. Those who wish to harm me should retreat and be disgraced. May they feel empty because they said about me, ha, ha, ha. Pasuk Yud Zayin, and while they, the enemies, should be brought down, Yud Zion 17, Yasisu v'yismachu b'cha kol mevakshecha, Yomru samid yigdal Hashem o'avei tishuasecha. And all those who see you should rejoice and be glad in you. They will always say, how great is Hashem, those who love your salvation. While the enemies will eventually be shamed and disconnected, I will always be happy, because whatever circumstances I am experiencing, I know that Hashem's presence is great. He has always been with us, whether we're crossing the sea or whether we feel like we're sinking into the sea. Only Hashem will bring the salvation, and it will be greater and greater. And with that, we end Pasuk Yudches. V'ani, ani ve'evyon, Hashem yachashav li, ezrasi umefalti ata, elokai al ta'achar. And as for me, I am poor and needy, Hashem. And Hashem will think of me. You are my help and my refuge, my God. Don't delay. In a time of simcha, or in a time of tzara, of distress, everyone may be feeling the same universal or national pain or joy, but each one of us feels it in our own way. So the nation is in a place of simcha. Where do I fit in? I am poor and needy. But this is not a cry for pity. And it certainly doesn't mean I lack the confidence that the nation has. On the contrary, I do have confidence because I know I will rise up. Why? A person who is poor and destitute understands that their very next meal depends entirely on someone else. I too recognize that I cannot rely on myself alone. But when I recognize it, it brings me closer to Hashem, because I know with certainty that He is the one who provides for me, who sustains me, and who gives me exactly what I need to make it through each day, and will continue to do that. That dependence doesn't make me feel weak. It brings me joy, because every time Hashem gives me what I need, I feel His presence with me. And so now, with that closeness and trust, I turn to Hashem and ask Him to hurry, to bring salvation quickly, to reveal His help once again very clearly. In conclusion, this song is a song of hope and confidence that we've been saved in the past, we will be saved in the future, and Hashem is truly with us, giving us what we need all the time, even in the present. So like the women in Mitzrayim, we can sing even now. I want to go back to Pasuk Ches, verse 8, before we conclude. When Hashem established His eternal relationship with us at Har Sinai, He gave us the mitzvos, and as David HaMelech says in this song, a Megillah was written with my name on it. Hinei vasi b'megillas sefer kasuv alai. The Medrash in Yalkut Shimoni explains that David wasn't only referring to the Torah itself, but also to a heavenly document that recorded how Adam HaRishon, Adam, gave 70 years of his life to David so that he could come into the world and compose the beautiful songs of Tehillim. David understood that his life was a gift, and that gift came with a tremendous responsibility. When we say these words, we can reflect not only on David's story, but on our own. Every one of us enters this world with a Megillah written just for us, a personal mission, a divine contract that gives us life and purpose. As we saw in Mizmor 39, when Hashem gave us the Torah, we learned that each of us plays an essential role. It's not just David HaMelech, Queen Esther, or other famous figures that are here for a reason. We all have a unique mission that matters deeply. We have an incredible legacy behind us, and when we recount the miracles Hashem performed for our ancestors, we realize that those miracles weren't only for them. They were to ensure that we would be here today. And just as Hashem gave them exactly what they needed to fulfill their mission, He gives us the strength and tools we need to fulfill ours. When we recognize that our lives are part of this eternal chain and that Hashem wants us to succeed in doing His will, it fills us with hope. We are certain that He will bring miracles again, and His ongoing salvation brings us simcha, happiness, even in the middle of difficult times. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of Shearit HaPleita in World War II. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. From their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.